Here begins the 33rd verse of the 24th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke. Without a moment's delay, they set out and returned to Jerusalem. There they found that the 11 and the rest of the company had assembled and were saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen. He has appeared to Simon." Then they described what had happened on their journey and told how he had made himself known to them in the breaking of bread. As they were talking about all this, there he was standing among them. Startled and terrified, they thought they were seeing a ghost. But he said, "Why are you so perturbed? Why do doubts rise in your mind? Look at my hands and feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. No ghost has flesh and bones as you can see that I have." They were still incredulous, still astounded, for it seemed too good to be true. So he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They offered him a piece of fish that they had cooked, which he took and ate before their eyes. And he said to them, "This is what I meant by saying, while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and the Psalms was bound to be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. "So you see," he said, "that scripture foretells the sufferings of the Messiah and his rising from the dead on the third day, and declares that in his name repentance bringing the forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are to be witnesses to it all. I am sending on you the gift promised by my Father. Wait here in this city until you are armed with power from above." Then he led them out as far as Bethany and blessed them with uplifted hands. And in the act of blessing, he parted from them. And they returned to Jerusalem full of joy and spent all their time in the temple praising God. Here ends the second lesson.